Next, Community Connection brought to you this morning by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center and by Tallgrass Motors.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
AM 1400 K1 Community Connection this morning. Spending a little bit of time with Shelby Brammer from Theater Bartlesville. And the upcoming production in, well, just about a week, it is Bus Stop.
And yes, this coming Thursday.
One of William Inge's probably best-known plays.
Yes.
Based on some people he met in Tonganoxie,
that's
Kansas.
That's right. I'm so impressed you know this. Yes, based on some real people he knew.
Yeah. It's a fun show. I like the actual stage production. I don't want to dismiss the movie, Marilyn Monroe, and
right.
Arthur O'Connell and
right.
all those great
that's
people.
Right, that's right.
But
that's a different animal.
It's there, but it's not the same
it's
story.
It's not the same.
The Hollywood did what Hollywood does to it.
That's right. and you can't go wrong with putting Marilyn Monroe in something, but that is not
two basic stories and merge them together.
That's right.
Yeah.
But this is a wonderful play. It was so wonderful that they did want to make a film out of it. It was nominated for multiple Tony Awards. It ran for over a year on Broadway. And it's just a lovely play. We're enjoying working on it so much. And if you're not familiar with William Inge,
take a short drive to Independence.
Independence. He's right up the road there.
The Inge Festival is in April.
Yes.
I don't have the dates in front of me, but typically it's the first third of the month.
Right. And, when I moved up here to Bartlesville, I was so excited to be in the vicinity of Inge country because I grew up on him, and I grew up on the films and the plays.
Well, Inge is a staple of community theater, high school theater. I can't think of a high school that probably hasn't done Bus Stop.
Right.
Somewhere along the line. It's a staple of most community theaters in one way or another.
It is. And, honestly, he has other great plays. Picnic is probably my favorite. He won the Pulitzer Prize for that.
Well, sure. You actually get to mention Niwala in that one.
Yes, so. You do. Yes, there is something about this area of the country, the Midwest. He was known for being the playwright of the Midwest and was really the first to delve into the lives of people in this part of the country.
With my Ollie class, we're working on Ilya Kazan films this spring, and coming up in a couple of weeks, we'll get to Splendor in the Grass with that one. Warren Beatty gets introduced on that one.
Yes, yes, it's a gorgeous film. He won the Oscar for Best Screenplay for that film. Just a gorgeous, heartbreaking film that I was saying that I get pulled into every time it comes around TV. I'm like, I've seen it, but I get pulled into it.
I think TCM has already shown it this month, but it's available.
Well, you can't see it enough. If you haven't seen Splendor in the Grass, do yourself a favor.
Yeah, but anyway, we're talking Inchworth this morning.
I've been reading up a lot about him, and he was a tortured soul in a lot of ways, but he was of his time and of his area of the country, and I just so appreciate what he did. It was a rich time in theater and film. The 50s and 60s were really his time. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Kazan was doing so much great work.
Well, and Inge did what writers, I think, probably should do, is take experiences they know. He incorporated Southeast Kansas into so much of his of his work, kind of like Simon did, taking his New York experience.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. His mother, I believe, ran a boarding house. Mm-hmm. And he drew a lot from that, particularly for Picnic, all those wonderful women, the school teachers, the single women. He was very sympathetic to women. Mm-hmm. And he was sympathetic to men, too. But he really...
I don't know all of the family history, but I get the picture, grew up as the only boy in the neighborhood.
Yes, yeah. And so that had an impact on him, and he pulled from his roots a lot. Now, Bus Stop is set in a cafe. Mm-hmm. Often his plays are about a family, but this is sort of a little, they become a family in a way.
They're thrown together.
Yeah, they
to
are thrown together.
Family.
That's right. there's been a big snowstorm, and they have to stay overnight in this little cafe about 30 miles west of Kansas City. Mm-hmm. So it's a kind of a bonding thing. It's not that it's action packed, and that's really not his forte. He's about character, mm-hmm. and what's going on in people's lives that flows underneath the surface.
And the character development, the changes that his characters undergo in his play, some more than others,
yeah.
but it's about the changes in their life.
Right. Yeah. And he was, like I said, the first playwright really to take seriously the lives of people in the Midwest who you'll never hear of, the quiet lives mm-hmm. and quiet people post-World War II. And, of course, his first major play was Come Back, Little Sheba.
Right. Excellent film, by the way. But again, it started as the play.
That's right. And it ran on Broadway a long time. Yeah. And he was, like, the best new playwright of that year. Most of his plays were turned into very successful films with great actors. Mm-hmm. Dark at the Top of the Stairs, of course, Bus Stop.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, yes. And I haven't seen that produced a lot. I'd be curious to read it again.
Now I'm
going
to have to pull
out
my DVD of Picnic this afternoon.
Oh, Picnic. Well, I don't know, for whatever reason. I don't know if it's Bill Holden or Kim Novak, but it impacted me.
Take your pick
me.
Either way.
Right.
I probably would tend, well, they're both good actors. But yeah.
Yes, and Josh Logan, the great director. So when I got up here, I drove around Kansas and Independence. I was obsessed with the backyards, and it's a terrain to me that's very, even though it's very simple, and he was very simple, but it's also full of emotion and richness and complexity. And I don't know, Picnic was it for me when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. I grew up on William Inge, so yeah. This is the first time I've gotten to direct one of his plays, so I'm thrilled.
Really?
Yes. Yes, it just never, I never had the right cast or never, I don't know, whatever. Opportunity did not knock on a William Inge play for me until now, and I'm really excited to get to do this one.
Well, I think there's an unwritten rule, at least as I see it, for community theater or even mm-hmm. school theater for that matter, that yes, you have open auditions and you want as many people as you can, but as a director, you have mentally an idea of at least, if I don't get somebody for this role, this role, and this role, I know who I can go tap on the shoulder
and
plead.
That's right, and you try to be as fair as you can, but there's really no way. Otherwise, you would just be dealing in some kind of dream world. And, theater is nuts and bolts, and you got to get it done. And so you can't just kind of, I'm going to do this play and just hope it all falls into place.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to inherit somebody else's cast. Well, just because it was last night on my alley class, we were talking about Pinky, and I don't know how many people have seen Pinky. It's a great show.
Yeah, it is.
But John Ford picked the cast, started directing it, and he and Ethel Waters did not get along. Ford walked off, actually got Zanuck fired Ford, and called his friend who he had done a film with 2 years earlier, Gentleman's Agreement with Kazan. Called Kazan on Thursday, wanted to send him a script to read on the plane flying out. He said, no, that's okay, we'll just start from wherever you're at. Started directing on Monday, and basically threw out just about all of Ford's film and started over.
Well, if there's anyone who could do it, it was Kazan. He was a genius.
Well, let's talk about your production, your cast, and invite people to go see Bus Stop when we continue in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing our time this morning with Shelley Brammer and talking about the production Theater Bartlesville's Bus Stop, and you get to transport your, it's not a microscopic stage, but it's a fairly small stage compared to some, into that theater, that cafe.
Yes, and we have built a cafe, so come on down and order something.
Will you be serving food from the stage?
No, but I did think about it for a moment, but
sometimes it's nice, and I don't know your plans for it, but to expand a little bit and have some real food,
yes.
And you get those cooking smells from backstage.
I know,
just because
I know.
At least get a bread machine going and making some bread from backstage. You know,
we have the cast has gained weight during this show because we're also stimulated by all the talk of food and ordering food. That the cast brings food every night, mm-hmm. and so it'll be good that it's coming to an end.
That had happened. I was working on the production of Eat Your Heart Out, and same sort of thing happened.
Yes.
People kept bringing food to rehearsal.
Too stimulated.
Yeah.
We have a wonderful cast. It's this great young man here in town named Adam Malloy, who was a student at RSU. And he had an interest in acting. He has been acting for us for a while. He played George Bailey recently in It's a Wonderful Life. But he is doing such a great job as this cowboy Bo, who mm-hmm. Acts inappropriately throughout, and then we've got
thinks nothing of it,
doesn't know any better, and a lovely actress named Leisha Combs, who is from this area, has acted here quite a bit. She's Cherie, yes. And I've got a married couple, wonderful couple named Dana and Elmo Gore, playing the bus driver and the cafe owner, and Alan Gentius is in it playing the guitar as Virgil, and Kristen Duncan as the innocent waitress, Elma. I'm trying to think who else is in this cast, but it's a great ensemble. Bernie Meadows as Dr. Lyman. All of the characters reflect William Inge. I think, you know, it's so soulful. The dialogue is beautiful, and I have a quote here. Stella Adler was one of the great acting teachers of her time. She taught Marlon Brando and James Dean and other people.
Well, all of them coming out of the
actor's
school,
studio, yeah.
Which, of course, again, Kazan was very heavy.
Exactly.
In. Yeah, yeah.
I was reading this morning, she said something about William Inge. She says, when it comes to basics, Inge is the purest writer. Not one line is a lie. It may be simple. It may be have a cup of coffee, but he means it. And this is what I've been trying to impart to the cast, is every line is there for a reason. There's stuff flowing underneath those lines. It may seem just like polite conversation, but it never is. And I think that's what he did best. It's simplicity. He's not interested in the death of a salesman or anything super tragic. It's just our lives.
And when he does incorporate humor, it's much more subtle.
It's
not a guffaw. You might get a chuckle, but
often
as an audience, all you're going to get is a few smiles, and the cast doesn't know it.
Yes. And now Bust Up, I would say, is probably his funniest play.
Yeah.
And that's probably why it's done so much, because mm-hmm. it is more comic than, say, we'll obviously Come Back Little Sheba or Doctor at the Top of the Stairs.
Sure, yeah.
There's a lot of darkness that flows through his plays. But there's also a lot of love and the desire for love and the search for love and different types of love.
And I think that's why his characters are so real.
Yes, they are. They are. And it's such fertile, material for actors. So, it is challenging. I'm after my actors to dig deep, because this is not lightweight material. It may look on the page like what's the big deal, but you really have to dig deep. This is realism,
mm-hmm.
and it's of a certain era, and it takes a real skill to play it, to really pull out of it what is there.
Well, fortunately, you don't have to worry about dealing with dialogue as far as the accents, because we talk it.
Yeah, we're here. Yes, yeah, it's a specific sound to this part of the country. But I encourage people to come see it. I think they'll be charmed by the play. It's sweet, it's funny, it's poignant. Now, I want to tell people that we're doing something different this time. We're only doing 4 performances. It's kind of an experiment to see if it's better to condense audiences rather than stringing out over 2 weekends. Mm-hmm. So your chance is coming up here this Thursday through Sunday, and then it's over. So 4 performances, Thursday through Sunday. That's 3 at 7 p.m., Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then a 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And people can order their tickets now online, theaterbartlesville.com, or they can come to the box office, which will be open 11 to 2 p.m. from now until opening. The phone number, if you need it, is 918-336-1900, and we're located downtown on Dewey.
And it's a easy place to get to. You've got plenty of parking along the street. Again, matinee. Nobody else is going to be downtown Bartlesville at 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon.
Well virtually. We hope not. Often, this town is jumping a lot of the time.
I don't want to say nobody, but I'm saying, there's nothing, no organized to come on downtown. Yeah.
There's no parades.
Yeah. So you should have plenty of easy parking from wherever.
Yes.
And yet, if you want to go catch something, I'll say as an evening meal, there are plenty of options for you.
Yes, downtown is alive, and come down and enjoy it. It's a nice place to be.
You've had fun with Theater Bartlesville in your relative short reign.
I have. I've enjoyed it a lot, and there's a feeling that downtown is seeking to grow and expand and become even more of a destination. So. Yeah, we're excited about what we're doing.
And Theater Bartlesville, any community theater, has a certain number of regulars that they're not in every production. Obviously, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. But again, it's nice to see faces but it's nice to pick up just people that you know in the community. It's not often you get a city councilman in a show and that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I know, and we're always looking for new talent. Don't be shy, come down. But yes, Alan's been in multiple shows, mm-hmm. as have others, but we're not a rep company yet, and we're always looking for new people. So don't think, I haven't been in anything. I shouldn't try and get involved. Come on down, get involved.
Even if the last production you were in was your high school junior class play, and I won't ask how many decades ago that was.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Well, you have a good time with it.
And thank you.
And as a director, you get to, I'll say, inspire, lead, drag, mm-hmm. coerce, as the case may be. Somewhere between what's in your mind and what the actor gives you, you get a great opportunity to mold some characters.
That's right. It's very rewarding work. And I guess it's just what I do, and I'm kind of addicted to it. It's hard at times. You have to be your own good cop, bad cop. Sometimes you feel like a football coach, but actors are wonderful creatures, and it's always fascinating to work with them. And when you're working with great material, it is very satisfying, have to say.
Again, it's Bus Stop by William Inge at Theater Bartlesville. Starts Thursday night next week.
Yes, sir.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then a Sunday
matinee.
And do you happen to know the next production coming up by any chance?
I don't, but I'm glad you asked. We are currently confabbing, if that's a word. Is that a word?
It is now.
about next season. We have some very exciting potential plans in the work. So just stand by for more information, because we'll be putting it out to the community.
Get your tickets
soon.
at the box office, or order them online, theaterbartlesville.com.
All right. Thank
News
you so
on the way
much.
Next from the ONN.
From the ONN, I'm Sean Carey. Two Oklahomans are doing prison time for sexual exploitation of a child, 29-year-old Christina Cohen and 20-year-old Chance Hood of Sepulpa. Christina Cohen of Hominy took sexually explicit pictures of her 4-year-old daughter by cell phone and then sent those images to her boyfriend. He was sentenced to 15 years in federal prison. She was sentenced to 20 years. A woman is accused of leaving her children alone in a car for more than 20 minutes while she tried to shoplift items from a store. 28-year-old Brooke Deerenwater was arrested on complaints of child neglect and trespassing. High school students in Bartlesville plan to stage a walkout this morning to show support for a teacher pay raise. The Bartlesville newspaper reports that walkout will last 22 minutes, representing the $22 million budget cut to Oklahoma schools, which was announced last week. You're listening to the ONN.
I'm Kenny Jensen, and I'm a professional baseball player. In 2012, I was warming up for a game. My heart suddenly began beating a mile a minute. I pitched that night, but with every pitch, I felt like I was going to pass out. I didn't want to tell anyone at first. I didn't want anything to keep me from the game I love. But I knew if I ignore it, it could keep me from the family that I love. So finally, I went to the doctor for a test. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, or AFib, which is an irregular heartbeat. I could have had a stroke, which could have killed me. My doctors say I have AFib for the rest of my life. But after treatment and changing my diet, I feel great. I'm back on the mount, stronger than ever. Irregular heartbeat, lightheadedness, shortness of breath. My message, if you feel something, say something.
Visit heart.org/AFib awareness. The American Heart Association and American Stroke Association. Life is why.
We're just talking with customers, finishing up washing a truck at the Gusher Car Wash. Why'd you come out today?
I came out to wash my new truck that I just bought so we can go out of town and have a good time.
And I noticed you took extra special care vacuuming out, even though it's a new truck.
Yes, sir. I just made sure that we did the right thing and cleaned up the truck so we can go out of town.
Okay. Do you come back on a regular basis? Are you a regular customer, you'd say?
Yes, sir. I like coming here, and they do the best service here, and they take care of you all the time.
Go to the Gusher today. The Gusher Car Wash on US 75 South in Bartlesville.
What's in your shoe? Take a minute with me and consider that phrase. It's a question that Corrie ten Boom asked of her family as they were being dragged into a Nazi prison camp. She was essentially asking her father and her sister what page of the Bible they had torn out and tucked in their shoe to keep them company in the long, dark days ahead. What do you have in your shoe today? What have you put in your heart from the Word of God that can help you battle whatever storm is coming? What's in your shoe?
36 degrees at AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1, and we do have rain in the forecast. And right now, looks like we do have rain activity in the southern part of the state of Oklahoma, and that will eventually move to the north and affect your probably afternoon drive home. Probably be getting some wet on the ground by then. Right now, that's where all of the rainfall is, south of I-40. The Overcomers on the way next, coming your way. Also, your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away coming at about 10 minutes after 9. It is Capital Call at 9:30. Our legislative team will be in. The Overcomers on the way next, brought to you this morning on K1 by the accounting firm of Brian Little, Haley and Kent, CPA.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Around the globe, Christians face persecution in many different forms, but few regimes have directed their persecution at Christians in as systematic and brutal ways as the North Korean government. Believers there face torture, imprisonment, even execution should their worship of Christ be discovered. Due to the near constant surveillance, even worshiping in private carries significant risk. The words of Christ ring true. In this world, you may have trouble. But take heart, for I have overcome the world. We pray for believers in North Korea that even constrained by the Kim regime, the freedom of Christ will find its way into the hearts of men and women today.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence.
Nor will I let them serve alone.
To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians,
go to vomradio.net.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall. This is KWON Bartlesville and K227CQ Bartlesville.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Serta Mattress.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump is criticizing a South Florida sheriff's deputy who responded to last week's school massacre within a minute, but stood outside the building instead of going in to try to stop the gunman.
When it came time to get in there and do something, he didn't have the courage or something happened, but he certainly did a poor job.
The president commenting on his way to address conservatives at a conference in Maryland. The officer has resigned, taking his pension after he was suspended. It's an emotional day for teachers and staffers at Stoneman Douglas High as they return to school for the first time since 17 people were killed there. WFOR-TV's Riel Crichton is in Parkland.
Nothing like a normal day. There's Broward County Sheriff deputies that are out here coordinating all of the comings and goings, and they are right at the entrance, and they're a very clear presence out here. But the teachers that we've seen going inside are crying, and they're in tears, and they're hugging as they return here on this first day back.
President Trump says he's launching the largest ever set of sanctions against North Korea. He says the Treasury Department will cut off additional sources of revenue and fuel that the country uses to pay for its nuclear program and its military. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens is digging in his heels and refusing to resign, even after he was indicted on a felony charge of invasion of privacy. It involves a semi-nude photo of his former mistress. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
In a statement, the governor said, "I made a personal mistake before I was governor. I did not commit a crime. I look forward to the legal remedies to reverse this action.
The woman's former husband claims Greitens threatened to go public with the picture if she revealed the affair. Russian-backed Syrian air attacks continue on the suburbs of Damascus, where at least 400 people, many of them children, have been killed this week. A refugee speaking through an interpreter at a camp in neighboring Lebanon.
I spoke to my cousin 3 days ago. It was terrible. He told me that they were just waiting to die.
The UN is scheduled to vote next hour on a ceasefire. Not a good day for American figure skaters at the Olympics. CBS's Steve Futterman is in Pyeongchang.
For the second straight Olympics, the gold went to a Russian. Alina Sagitova came through with a flawless program to win the gold. For the U.S., disappointment may be too mild a word. The top U.S. finisher was Brady Tennell. She finished in ninth place, making this the worst U.S. result in ladies' figure skating since the Winter Olympics began in 1920.
In early trading, the Dow is ahead 136 points at 25,098. The S&P ahead 14. This is CBS News.
Now is the best time of year to wrap up in Serta Comfort. Wrap up in comfort today with Serta Eye Comfort. Find a retailer at SertaRetailers.com.
People make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/CBS News. That's ZipRecruiter.com/CBS News.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us, Zoom video conferencing.
A plane flight from hell in the Midwest.
A United flight from Houston to Minneapolis had to make an unscheduled refueling stop in Madison, Wisconsin. But that wasn't the worst of it. Because of bad weather, Flight 878 was eventually diverted to Green Bay, where when it landed, it skidded off an icy runway.
As soon as we touched down, we were coming in real fast, and we just kept on sliding.
200 on board the flight. It appears nobody was hurt. The plane ended up in a field. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Ivanka Trump's arrival in South Korea was broadcast on live TV this morning.
We're excited to be here, and we're looking forward to several wonderful days.
She'll have dinner with President Moon Jae-in, then attend this weekend's closing ceremony at the Winter Olympics. South Korean officials say it is unlikely she will meet with a delegation from North Korea while she's there. They also say she probably will not meet with any defectors. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Don't let the credit card companies bully you anymore. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. Get free of credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and medical bills. Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Don't go bankrupt. You'll have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now at 866-844-7344. That's 866-844-7344.
With the stock market at all-time highs, cash in your profits now and invest in an asset that can potentially pay for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-defined accredited investor, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects. Call now to learn how you can potentially achieve 20 or more years of income and deduct 100% of every dollar invested against all forms of income. Call 1-800-803-8511. That's 1-800-803-8511. Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
From News Talk K1AM 1400 and 93.3 FM, news and weather together.
And our weather continues to call for showers, possibly a thunderstorm afternoon. We'll take a look at the weather coming up in just a bit from the Osage Casino Studios in Bartlesville. Eat, play, enjoy Osage Casino. I'm Charlie Tarnobaletti with news on the radio, on the web, and on our app. News brought to you this morning by Green Country Village and by Grace Community Church. Some Bartlesville high school students planned to walk out of class this morning at 8:30 to protest the $22 million in cuts to Oklahoma public schools as passed by the state legislature. The Bartlesville Public School District released a statement yesterday saying that while the students were out of class, they would be marked as absent from that class or classes or parts of a class that they missed. Parents and community members also expressing their wish to join the campus for the student walkout. That was scheduled for 8:30 for a 22-minute event, and we expect it to be concluded now. We'll talk about that more coming up later on in news, and it may come up in our Capital Call program at 9:30. The bill to impose an across-the-board cut to all state agencies, including public schools, for the remainder of the fiscal year, headed now to the desk of Governor Mary Fallon, who indicated that she plans to sign it. Oklahoma Senate gave final approval Wednesday to the General Appropriations Bill, which funds state agencies through June 30th. Fallon's spokesman, Michael McNutt, said yesterday the governor and her staff are expected to review the bill, but she is likely that it won't sign the bill until next week. Legislature still has a few loose ends to tie up with fiscal year 2018's budget. They have to appropriate $19 million to public schools after a panel determined that that's how much lottery revenue the legislature diverted from education funds in this year's budget. News continues in just a moment.
We're talking with Bob Good, resident at Green Country Village Retirement Community. Bob, why did you choose Green Country?
One of the reasons that I'm here is my wife had a stroke in May of 2010. And while she was down, with the help of my children, I made the decision that now's the time to make the move. We looked at numerous facilities, but after going through Green Country and talking to the residents here, we decided this is the place we wanted to be. So here we are. The thing that I really like about it is the staff that they have here. They're excellent. I don't care whether it's housekeeping or whether it's the waitresses in the dining room. It's just fantastic. If you miss going to the dining room, everybody says, well, where's Bob? Somebody's going to be checking on you. So it's just one big happy family, really.
Green Country Village Retirement Community, 1025 Southeast Swan in Bartlesville. Phone 918-335-2086.
A bill to impose across-the-board cuts to all state agencies, including public schools, for the remainder of the fiscal year headed to the desk of Governor Mary Fallon, who has indicated she plans to sign it. Oklahoma Senate gave final approval on Wednesday to the General Appropriations Bill, which funds state agencies through June 30th. Fallon spokesman Michael McNutt says the governor and her staff expected to review that bill. And the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation appointing a new interim director. The Oklahoman reports Bob Ricks has been named to the position. The retired law enforcement leader, appointed after the OSBI Commission voted 5-1 to accept the resignation of 57-year-old Stan Florence. Florence stepped down after more than 7 years as director following an investigation into employee complaints that he was an ineffective leader. He'll return to his previous position as inspector for the Bureau. The 73-year-old began his law enforcement career almost 50 years ago with the FBI. Bureau primarily assists other law enforcement agencies with investigating crimes, officer-involved shootings, suspicious deaths, and jail deaths. Coming up on 10 after 9.
Hi, this is Rod McElvain, pastor of Grace Community Church. During his life, Jesus modeled what real spiritual leadership looks like. Jesus said, it's not those who are well who need a physician, but those who are sick. He touched lepers, he cast out demons, he taught seekers, and people who are broken found their ultimate hope in him. We're striving for that same gracious pattern in our church. Grace Community Church is really more a hospital for the hurting than a hotel for the self-satisfied. If you're seeking a place of healing and grace, check us out. Our services are at 9:15 and 10:45.
K1 weather calls for showers, possibly a thunderstorm afternoon. Well, let's check the forecast as we hear from Alan Crone.
Some pockets of mist, maybe a little bit of patchy fog in some of the area this morning, but the good news, we're above freezing, and a high this afternoon of 47. We'll have mostly cloudy conditions, north winds 10 to 15. Some showers will be a possibility again this afternoon and early evening. Higher concentration just south of us. Tomorrow morning at